Good morning. Well, Father God, we come to you in Jesus' name, your Son. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being our champion, the Lamb of God. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Lord, we just pray your purposes and your intent and your plan go forward, Lord. Your will be done. And I pray, Lord, as we begin to sing your praises, Lord, I pray that we can just lay down the distractions, turn our hearts towards you, Lord, because, Lord, we know you don't want all sorts of religious achievements. What you want, Lord, is our heart turned towards you, and even more so, Lord, as we do that together, of one heart and one mind. Lord, we're all different, we're all unique, but Lord, as we look to you, we become one in your love, Lord, and we pray, Lord, that that would be so. We pray that it would be an acceptable sacrifice. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Light of the world, you are stepping into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. So here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. Altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created, all for love's sake became poor. So here I am to worship, here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
Lord, we wrap our hearts up in a package and we hand it to you, Lord God, as a gift, Lord. And Lord, you fill us, Lord. Fill us, Lord, with your lights and love and purpose, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord God.
And I know you, Lord, like I know a friend. I know you, Lord, know you, Lord, like I know a friend. Wanna know you, Lord. Some laying down all my religion, I'm laying down, want to know you, Lord. Some laying down all of my religion, I'm laying down, want to know you, Lord. I used to think I could box you in, but I'm laying down, want to know you, Lord. So I'm laying down all my religion, I'm laying down, want to know you, Lord. Lord, I've been told to be ashamed. Lord, I've been told I don't measure up. Lord, I've been told I'm not good enough. But you're here with me. Lord, I've been told to be ashamed. Lord, I've been told I don't measure up. I've been told not good enough, but you're here with me. I reach out and you find me in the dust. Use your amount of untruths can separate us. I reach out and I will rejoice in the simple gospel. I will rejoice in you, Lord. I will rejoice in the simple gospel. I will rejoice in you, Lord. I wanna know you, Lord, like I know a friend. I wanna know you, Lord. I wanna know you, Lord, like I know a friend. I wanna know you.
from the highest of heights to the depths of the sea. Creation's revealing your majesty. From the colors of fall to the fragrance of spring. Every creature unique in the song that it sings, all exclaiming, indescribable, uncontainable. You place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. All powerful, untamable, awestruck, we fall to our knees, be humbly broken. You are amazing, God. Who has told every lightning bolt where it should go? A heavenly storehouse laden with. Who imagined the sun gives source to the light? Yet conceals it to bring us the coolness of life. None can fathom, indescribable, uncontainable. You place the stars in the skies, you know them by name. You are amazing, God. Incomparable, incomparable, unchangeable. You see the depths of my heart and you love me the same. You are amazing, take a little interlude here and let's have a little communion, huh?
I'm gonna try to do this right, communion. Today I'm gonna be reading from Luke 22, verses 14 through the 20th. It says, when the hour came, he took his place at table with the apostles. He said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I shall not eat it again until there is fulfillment in the kingdom of God. Then he took a cup, gave thanks, and said, take this and share it among yourselves. For I tell you that from this time on, I shall not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. Then he took the bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which will be given for you. Do this in memory of me." And likewise, the cup after they had eaten, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which will be shed for you." Amen. There's quite a few verses, you know, that talk about the significance of this, you know, and for me, this one hit me the most. You know what I'm saying? Like, in my opinion, these are the words of the Lord, and they're not being shared. You know, these are His words, in my opinion, and it just makes it that much more wonderful. You know what I mean? That it's something that we know, it comes from Him, that is given to us, and through all His pain and suffering at the cross for our sins, He gave us life, which is eternal. And He has forgiven us. And as His children, we should claim that forgiveness. Yes. And we should claim that salvation. And therefore, we inherit His kingdom. You know? Hallelujah. We have to claim it. With that being said, I just want to thank You, Lord, for everything that You have done for us, that You continue to do for us. Thank You for Your love and for Your patience. Thank You for Your forgiveness and for Your mercy. I love You. And thank You for having me and for having us in Your family. Amen. And please come and share the communion with us. Is that how I do it?
Thanks, Marco. Love you, man. Really do. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the high. Hosanna. Hosanna. Save. Yes, Lord, we know You have. have, and that's what we celebrate, Lord, is what you've done here, Lord. It is fitting that it was done right in the middle of worship like that, huh? Praise you, Lord. Anybody? Any feedback? Any observations? Proclamations? Yeah, thanks, Jean.
What's her name again?
Carrie.
So, yeah.
I think she's like Carrie.
That's one thing that the Lord's been showing us lately, and is that just keep the prayer cover up. Some times we want to fix it, right? Like you said, but there's sometimes when God just, no, you just keep the prayers coming. You know, and you know, he's talking about knocking on the door, being obnoxious, calling for those loaves of bread. Let's be obnoxious for those things.
Yeah.
I see the joke. Kathy? Can't hear you.
Moises,
you can take your mask off.
Moises has been real sick. He got hit with this psoriatic arthritis, rheumatoid, all right.
Yeah.
And then also he got diverticulitis in the last day, so that's really painful.
I can relate.
He's doing a little better today.
Yeah. And what's his name?
Moises.
Moy.
Son-in-law.
All right.
Moises.
Dave, would you pray for him?
I will. Lord, we do follow your admonition to knock and keep on knocking.
Mm-hmm.
And to not give up. And to pray. This is that Moy has been dealing with this for the last few years, and with bouts. And Lord, we just pray that you would demonstrate your presence to Moy and Julie,
yes,
and the
Lord,
girls.
Be glorified.
Lord, that your name would be lifted up, that it would be clear,
mm-hmm.
Lord, that you
mm-hmm.
are covering that family,
yes.
And that you are drawing them to you.
Yes.
Lord, heal Moy in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We pray healing completely throughout his body.
Yes,
and that
Lord.
There would be a removal of whatever is causing this sickness, this disease. And we thank you for doing that. Lord, your word says that by your stripes, Lord, just what we celebrated, it's your blood, your stripes, your sacrifice that even makes it possible for us to be healed physically and spiritually.
Yes.
So thank you, Lord, for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name.
Lord, we lift up Carrie to you, Lord, and
yes.
pray that you
yes,
would
Jesus.
Open doors for her to truly be set free, Lord,
yes.
To walk through them and have a sense of your covering and your provision for her. Lord, give you the wisdom in how she handles that situation. Shelter
that she's in. That yes. there would be believers there that would come around Carrie right now. And pray for her and just to pray, Jesus. Did you feel the mountains tremble? Did you hear the ocean roar when the people rose to sing? Jesus Christ, the risen. Did you feel the people tremble? Did you hear the singers?
waters roar. When the lost began to sing of Jesus Christ, the saving love. And we can see that God, you're moving, mighty river through the nation. Young and old will turn to Jesus. Fling wide the heavenly gates. Prepare the way of the risen Lord. Open up the doors and let the music play. Let the streets resound in singing, songs that bring you hope and songs that bring your joy. Dancers dance upon injustice. Did you feel a darkness tremble? Well, the saints join in one song. All the streams flow as one river, wash away our broken world. And yet we see that God you're moving, a time of jubilee. The heavenly gates, prepare the way of the risen Lord. Up the doors and let the music play. Let the streets resound in singing. Did you feel the mountains tremble? Did you hear the ocean roar? When the people rose to sing of Jesus Christ the risen. Only imagine what it'd be like. I walk by your side. Can only imagine what my eyes will see. Heaven is before me. What it'd be like when I walk by your side. Can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before. before me, I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or your baby still? Will I stand in your presence, on my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Be able to speak at all, only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will I heart feel? Will I dance?